the Department of Homeland Security announced that Caragozian & Case, a California-based small enterprise, recently received a $1 million grant to develop advanced software that enables security professionals to assess threats and identify soft targets in crowded environments. The Small Business Innovation Research Award will complement the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency's efforts to address security and preparedness in places such as sports venues, shopping venues, schools, and transportation systems. Administrators of the DHSSBIR program chose the company for a Phase 2 award following its successful demonstration of feasibility in Phase 1 and the proposed development of a solution for screening crowded places. The proposed solution uses advanced geographical information systems mapping software, artificial intelligence, machine learning, and augmented reality capabilities to scan threat environments and visualize various mitigation methods using a mobile device, the DHS said Wednesday. Catherine Coulter Mitchell, DHS, senior official performing the duties of Undersecretary for Science and Technology, said the agency must provide security experts with the technology they need to mitigate these threats amid the continued targeting of crowded places by malign elements. For his part, William Brown, the chief of CISA's security planning branch, said his office is looking toward the most cutting-edge technology to help keep Americans safe. He expressed hopes that the work with Caragozian and Case will yield technology that will help secure public gatherings, venues, and other crowded events. At the completion of the two-year Phase 2 contract, SBIR awardees must have developed a prototype to demonstrate the advancement of technology, paving the way for a potential Phase 3 funding. Under Phase 3, SBIR performers will seek to secure funding from private and/or non-SBIR government sources, with the eventual goal of commercializing and bringing to market the matured technologies, the DHS explained.